It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. It is Thursday. That's when we regularly visit with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. But Pam was not available today, and what a replacement we got from Chapel Hill Parks and Rec. It is Atuya Cornwell. Atuya, how are you doing today?
Doing wonderful. Glad to be here. Appreciate the opportunity. Absolutely.
Super glad to have you in, because in addition to a list of stuff that I kind of wanted to ask you about anyway, suddenly got the news today that we're going to like almost double the number pickleball courts we have available in this town, and who better to ask than the interim director of Parks and Rec? How did we get to this many pickleball courts?
Absolutely. So we've had a great opportunity over the winter months to be able to actually run a pilot program at Ephesus Park. And so it was an opportunity to evaluate. And now we're going with a dual system of a dual line system. So we're going to be able to change our inventory from 11 to 21. Also, not just at Ephesus Park, but also at Southern Community Park. So utilizing a basketball courts there. Tuesday night, man, we had a great opportunity. We started our ladder league for pickleball. So we had like 50 participants. It's packed. So that's going to be going for 10 weeks. So we're excited about the opportunity to be able to expand, utilize the space that we have, but still have priority and usage for the other sports. You know, for example, tennis as well as basketball. So it's an exciting time.
And you said that was the new ones were at Southern Community Park also?
So we have dual lines on the basketball course at Southern Community Park, and that's where we're hosting our ladder league. So that's been really cool. And we're going through a process at Ephesus during the spring season here, the first couple weeks of spring, to be able to evaluate usage. And then we'll have an opportunity to give a little priority schedule there to incorporate to make sure, one, we'll continue to have space for our tennis opportunities as well as some additional opportunities for pickleball.
So I would assume that since you're going forward with this, that the pilot program went well. That didn't create any conflicts amongst tennis players and pickleball players?
Right. Absolutely. It was an opportunity, of course, with anything new, there's going to be some challenges, there's going to be some learning curves. So it was a great opportunity for us from a staffing perspective to be able to receive feedback from all in the community, tennis and pickleball, to make some enhancements. So some of those etiquette examples, for example, not walking onto the court while a play is going on. Also, you know, it was just a really good opportunity for us to get some feedback and hopefully move forward in the future, but not unique to Chapel Hill, really across the country as it relates to pickleball, the expansion of that, as well as just the influx of, you know, continuing to have a lot of participation in tennis as well, especially during the pandemic. So it's a good balance for that. The plan we have moving forward, and we're excited about the opportunity to push forward and continue to get feedback from the community.
We are visiting with Chapel Hill Parks and Rec's Atuya Cornwell, and I'm guessing that a lot of people who work for municipalities, Parks and Rec, did not anticipate the desire for more pickleball courts that has happened nationwide. This is not a unique problem that Chapel Hill is experiencing.
100%. Absolutely. But as always, I think for as park and recreation side of it, we're always just excited for more opportunities for people to get out and play, regardless of the sport. So that's really happy, you know, good opportunity for us, and we're excited about it.
That's the idea, get people into those parks. And along those lines, we need to talk about the Cedar Falls Fields that recently got an upgrade and gives people another big opportunity to get outside and recreate. So what needed to be done to those fields, and what happened?
Absolutely. We were fortunate to be able to receive funding from the American Rescue Plan. And this past Thursday, last Thursday, we hosted a groundbreaking celebration. So we had new turf installed, very more environmentally friendly. As also, we had an opportunity working with our sustainability office to add LED lighting. So if you have not had a chance to go out to Cedar Falls Park in the evening, Please go check it out. It's really phenomenal. We're excited about the, you know, upgrade of what level of play that's going to be out there for our user groups. And also for us, from a park and recreation perspective, having an opportunity to run those introductory clinics and really, you know, give a chance for our community to get on a really great playing field and surface. So we're excited about those upgrades. And if you haven't had a chance, please check out Cedar Falls Park.
There you go. Visit Cedar Falls Park, see the upgraded fields, and visit in the evening to see the new LED lights. And we're visiting with Atuya Cornwell from Town of Chapel Hill Parks and Rec. And another thing going on right now that I've been kind of intrigued by, but don't actually know that much about, I've had a couple conversations with it, and that is the Year of the Trail. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Last year, NC state legislator declared 2023 as being the year of the trail. Phenomenal trail system throughout the state of North Carolina, and part of that is here in Chapel Hill. We have some phenomenal trails. So we've been able to kick off our celebration. We had a great event with our Adopt a Trail program in conjunction with our friends at Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation in March. So it was phenomenal on Booker Creek Trail. We had about 65 high school students there helping out, adopting that trail and kicking off our Year of the Trail celebration. So throughout the year, you'll be able to come join us for 4 guided trail excursions. Our next one's going to be on National Trails Day on June the 3rd. So definitely check out chapelhillparks.org. You'll be able to check out all the trail excursions we have for the entire year, and really just want to be able to highlight the benefits of our trail system. And it's really exciting for us to be a part of this statewide celebration.
I'm coming up on just about 1 year living in North Carolina. I moved from Washington State, where I spent a lot of time on trails, and I've almost been on no trails since I've been here.
Oh, wow.
So as a Parks and Rec employee who's quite knowledgeable about the area and telling me about the Year of the Trail, right, if I started with one in this area, what would you recommend?
I would have to go Bowling Creek. I have the great opportunity when I come out of my office after when I get off, I go, you can take that trail. It'll take you over to Umpstead Park if you go the whole way, then at least the Tanya Branch Trail. So that's my favorite, and I enjoy having that walk. So a shout out to all of my friends that I see when I do get to have that walk on a daily basis.
On a daily basis, even. Here I'm trying to plan a run out like weeks in advance,
right,
here, and you're just like, oh, it's my walk home. In addition to the Year of the Trail, we've also got just, you know, spring and summer weather coming. That means a lot more opportunities for folks to get outside and use the facilities here around town. What kind of programs do we have coming up in the spring and summer?
Absolutely. On March the 21st, we had our summer camp registration that opened up. Very popular, but we still have some space open for that. So traditional camps, as well as our sports camps. And our clay studio, though, has a camp as well. So we encourage everybody to check those out. Programs coming up for sports. We got the softball. We got the baseball going on. We got our adventure programs, which is super exciting. At Hargraves Community Center tomorrow night, we got a 3-on-3 basketball tournament that's going to be taking place. So it's really an exciting time for everyone to get out into the parks, enjoy some of the programs, and we're excited about the summer and the spring, and it's phenomenal weather. So we look forward to seeing you in the parks very soon.
Parents, get on the website and find those summer camp offerings, because there's nothing more depressing as a parent than trying to sign your kid up for summer camp and seeing those full.
Right.
What do I do now?
Right.
We've been visiting with Atuya Cornwell from the town of Chapel Hill Parks and Rec, and we've got about a minute left. Is there anything you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
Yeah, absolutely. There's one opportunity that's going on, community budgeting opportunity when it comes to ARPA funding, American Rescue Plan. So the town of Chapel Hill has had an opportunity for community members to be able to submit and look at some projects that's been put forth by our entire departments across the town. Parks and Rec, we have 3 opportunities there. One is called Hoop It Up. Another one is for electric blowers for our park maintenance team. So feel free to check that out. You go to Town of Chapel Hill website, check out those projects, and you'll have an opportunity at our Town Talk opportunities, as well as on the website to vote for those projects. So that's an exciting time and looking forward to that. And then continue to stay connected with us at chapelhillparks.org. We're looking forward to seeing you in the parks.
ChapelHillParks.org. The town website's townofchapelhill.org. That's the voice of Atuya Cornwell, and he's been nice enough to join us in studio to talk about some recent developments at Chapel Hill Parks and Rec. Appreciate you taking the time, and look forward to meeting up again sometime.
Absolutely. See you on the trail.